This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, Senate report is out on the attempted assassination, the first one of Donald J. Trump. I'm going to interpret this for you, but we'll start with this.
The report says the Secret Service counter-sniper team leader saw cops running toward the AGR building with their guns drawn, but did not radio Donald Trump's security detail to get the former president off the stage immediately.
Okay. Also in the report, it says that they're admitting for the first time for 27 minutes, the nerve center for the Secret Service, which was almost completely cut off from the cops and everybody who was seeing this guy walk around with his gun, with his rangefinder, for 27 minutes, they knew Crooks was on the scene. They knew he had a rangefinder, and they knew he was using it to scope out Trump. Rangefinders, if you look it up on Wikipedia, Lee, as you know, I know from covering this now, are used to scope out shots.
Right.
Snipers use them. Can I make this shot? Can I make it from this angle? He's literally out in the open scoping out his shot. He's climbing up and down from the AGR building. Sniper team knows. Secret Service knew for 27 minutes. Said nothing. Said nothing to Donald Trump. Now, keep in mind what we know they knew now. We know not the team physically around him, but the Secret Service itself knew there were five assassin teams on the ground in America hunting Trump. We also know they knew that of the Iranian assassination plot. They've admitted that one. You know there's a guy with a rangefinder. You know there's a guy with a rangefinder. You do nothing. You don't warn him. You don't say, hey, you know, do you want to risk your life going out on that stage there? Or would you rather us clear this up? You don't tell him. And you don't tell the team around him. Wow. Just wow. Then you see cops running with their guns drawn. Always a sign, Lee.
Yeah, hey, it's not a good look.
If you saw that in a parking lot, would that get your attention?
Yes. Yeah.
Would you say to your wife, hey, honey, you know, the cops are running with their guns drawn. Maybe we should hold back here from going into, say, the store.
Pretty much. Let's go the opposite direction.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Common sense. You don't need law enforcement training for that. No reaction by the Secret Service. Oh, look, there go the cops with their gun drawn after that guy with the rangefinders walking around. Should we do anything? Nah. Should we let him know? Nah. Let us see if anybody fires a shot, and then we'll take action. Let me read from the Fox News coverage of this new report. According to testimony from agents from Trump's detail and the Pittsburgh field office of the Secret Service, neither of them were aware at the time, 27 minutes before the shooting, the Secret Service's security room and counter sniper team was informed that a suspicious person had been spotted near the AGR building with the range finder. Okay, so the nerve center knows. The nerve center knows. The counter sniper team knows. But the people standing around Trump, you know, the ones we saw on the stage, they're not told. Oh, hey, you're sitting ducks. Didn't mention it. Now, if you listen to yesterday's Battleground America podcast that I did, you understand the next layer of why this is so shocking. I'm going to get into that in a minute. Because if you put it with another piece of information, it looks like an assassination attempt aided by the Secret Service. It does. I'll explain, but let me keep reading. Shortly before shots were fired, the Secret Service counter-sniper saw local law enforcement running toward the AGR building with their guns drawn, but he did not alert former President Trump's protective detail to remove him from the stage. The committee revealed in their 94-page report. The Secret Service counter-sniper told the committee that while seeing officers with their guns drawn elevated the threat level, the thought to notify someone to get Trump off the stage did not cross his mind. Really? Look, Lee, even people in the audience, just regular people, just...
Oh, yeah.
They knew. They were walking toward the building. They were pointing at the sniper. They were saying, screaming. I mean, we have the video. You've seen it.
Yeah.
But the counter sniper's like, ain't no big deal. Nah, I'm trained for this. I don't think it's any big deal. Oh, look down at those people down there screaming and pointing and shouting at the sniper. Yeah, probably nothing going on here.
Yeah, people on the ground that could see the sniper on the roof.
Right.
Gee.
Let me ask you a question, okay? Because here's a problem. What is the name of the Secret Service counter sniper?
We don't know.
We don't know. Secret? We don't know. Where was the Secret Service counter sniper team? Where were they located? We don't know.
Nope.
Secret. You know that picture of the guys on the roof?
Mm-hmm.
That's not them.
Yeah, it's local.
Yeah, that's not that. Everybody thought that was the counter sniper team. That's not who shot the shooter. Where it is the biggest secret in the swamp right now. Where, who were they? Who are they? Who are the counter snipers? And number two, where were they? Why is that important? Because everybody by now has seen the diagrams of the Butler Field. It's wide open, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we know where the counter sniper team was located, what will we know, Lee?
Well, we know whether or not that they were actually had an opportunity to interdict this situation.
We'd know, was there a tree in their line of sight? Or did they have a direct shot? Sure, it looks like they had a direct shot because they were to kill crooks. And that there is the problem. Because if they had a direct line of sight, you know what it means? They watched crooks grow up on that building. They watched crooks set up with that gun. They let him take that shot. And then they fired. That right there is a problem.
That just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. Unless your mind goes to dark places, and then it begins to make sense. Now, here's our next problem with this. And this is why in this same report, the word obstructing is used. Why? The ATF, the FBI, and the Secret Service, the Senate says, are obstructing the investigation. Not cooperating, not, you know, hey, being forthcoming. Obstructing. In other words, they are blocking investigators from the Senate. Why? Because of this. Now, let's think about this for a minute, okay? The Secret Service, which is what we're learning here. Secret Service counter sniper team knows for 27 minutes he has that rangefinder. They know what a rangefinder is. They use them all the time. You use it to set up a shot. They knew for 27 minutes Crix is rocking around with a rangefinder? Uh-huh. Didn't think to tell Trump though. Nah. Now, let's go to what'll make your blood boil. I want to get your reaction to this, Lee, because think about this for a minute. This is the clinch right here. This clinches the whole thing. It's the lie. It is the lie the FBI director told under oath and the Secret Service director told under oath. What was that lie? That the counter sniper team stopped crooks. They did not.
Mm.
That's a lie.
Yeah.
A local sniper stopped crooks. They left that out. Weird, right? Just left it out. Why would you leave that detail out? We didn't find out about it till the whistleblower started coming forward. This brave local sniper, whose name we don't know, where is he? Here's, you know, sees the guy get the shots off, sees Crook get the shots off, steps into the line of fire, risking his life, and fires. He hits the gun. They think he maybe did some damage to Crook's face too. Hits the gun and disables it. That's why there was no second volley of shots. Then, when the gun is disabled and Crooks can no longer kill Trump, then the Secret Service sniper takes a shot from who knows where. They won't tell us. They're obstructing the investigation.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Sure looks a lot like they killed him when he missed. Have to get rid of the evidence. Got to get rid of the shooter. Can't have him answering questions. That's what it looks like to me at this point. If they were cooperating, it might look different, but they're not. So they lied, Lee. These are the people who lied to us and said the counter snipers, the Secret Service counter snipers stopped this, and they did not. They fired after. They executed him, basically. His gun was already disabled. So now let's put it all together with what we've just learned here, that the counter sniper team knew for 27 minutes he was out there with the rangefinder, okay? If they had an unobstructed view, you know what that means? If they knew Crooks had the rangefinder, they knew Crooks is walking around, you know what that means? They watched him go on that roof and set up. That's what that means.
That's just a very disturbing thought pattern, mm-hmm. because following what goes on with local law enforcement, if there is a standoff situation and an individual comes out of the building with a handgun or a weapon or a rifle drawn, guess what happens? They're shot.
Yeah, they're shot.
They don't wait for them to be shot at. They shoot. And many times there are investigations, and almost every single time the internal investigation, law enforcement says this is justified. I mean, I know some people don't want to believe that it's justified, but quite honestly, in reality, if you really knew these situations, it is justified. It is a threat. It is a direct threat. If you've got a guy on a roof with a gun, Secret Service sees them, why aren't they going ahead and taking the shot to begin with without there being any shots fired?
Thank you. I don't know. But if you're alerted, hey, that's the guy. Yeah, see the one with the rangefinder. That one with the rangefinder then goes up on that roof, takes his gun, sets up right in front of you. You've been alerted that he's there. I'm telling you, we're going to learn. That is what Blumenthal's warning us about, Lee. You know, the Democrat senator who said Americans are going to be appalled when they get all the details of the Butler shooting. We're going to learn they watched him shoot up. Shoot up. They're going to learn we watched him. They watched him set up, knew it, watched him with a gun, and watched him take the shot. And we're going to learn that.
If the very least they could have done was to delay Trump going up on stage, why wasn't that done?
I'm going to just read it again. Shortly before shots were fired, a Secret Service counter sniper saw local law enforcement running toward the AGR building with their guns drawn. But he did not alert former President Trump's protective detail to remove him from the stage. The Secret Service counter sniper told the committee that while seeing officers with their guns drawn elevated the threat level, the thought to notify someone to get Trump off stage did not cross his mind. Who is this guy?
Damn.
You know what I want to know? I want to know his name. We're not allowed to. I want to see his social media. I want to know if he's a Democrat donor. I want to know who he is. By the way, this gets even weirder, right? This is the first time a counter sniper team's ever been assigned to one of these Trump events. And this is what we got. Kills the shooter after he can't shoot Trump anymore because a local sniper took him out. And then the FBI director and the acting director of the Secret Service lied about those events. They should be charged felony level perjury. You left out the local sniper who saved Trump's life. Here's the other question, folks. Where is that guy? He should already have a book deal. He should have done interviews everywhere. He is a hero. He ran into Crook's line of fire to save Trump's life. My gosh, what a great story. Where's that guy? They had to disappear him so they could tell the lie that the Secret Service saved Trump. Where is he? How do you silence a local guy like that? Because he had to be made to go away so they could tell the lie to the media, so they could tell the lie to Congress under oath that it was the Secret Service that stopped crooks. Where's that guy? How have they silenced him? He okay? Is he okay? You still have a job? Why isn't he talking? Why don't we know his face and why don't we know his name? See how scary this gets when you start putting it together, when you know what questions to ask because you followed it closely?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.